Donegal are leading the way, and that's according to the EU Interreg programme, where they have set up Donegal as a best practice document for seascape and coastal management. The Donegal County Council, for their part, and the planning service within the council have brought about a seascape character assessment, which has been deemed to be the best practice model that other councils across Europe are being asked to follow. And I suppose this is something that's very important to Donegal County Council, because we are very, reliant on our seascape. We are a county in Ireland that most of our border is with the sea. We have over 1,134 kilometres of our border, our land borders with the sea. And as a result, it defines really who we are as a peripheral county. We are very reliant on the sea from a fishing point of view, from a tourism point of view, from the fact that we have islands off the coast of our county. And they are all important to our county and make us the county that we are. So what we're effectively trying to do through this EU-funded project is preserving and building up and reinforcing the coastal settlements, but equally the heritage and the landscape and the seascape that we have along the coast of Donegal, so that it's something that can be protected, celebrated and built upon into the future. It's not that we want to preserve it in its current guise, but we want to ensure that if there's building or development taking place, that it's done in a sensitive way and that it's done in the best practice model. We equally understand that there is a massive need for us to develop further our harbours, our ports, our towns, our villages, and indeed the tourism models for all around the coastline of Donegal.